Today's Cotton News line is One Cut. It features Matt Foster, assistant professor and corn, cotton, and grain sorghum specialist for the Louisiana State University Ag Center. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Oftentimes an old saying that's said throughout cotton farming is the most important day in the life of a cotton farmer is the day he plants. Plant a variety that's adapted to your region, that you have data on from, you know, university and seed companies for that particular region. So also growers to hire a high quality private crop consultant to help manage your crop. Planter maintenance and planter settings. In Louisiana, we're going to have a good bit amount of corn and soybean this year. So those can be planted before cotton. I see a mistake some growers will make. They'll jump from planting corn or soybean right into cotton without checking out that planter. Weed management is another thing I harp on for growers. You know, you start clean and stay clean as far as weeds. Looking at seed treatments based on your area, based on your pest spectrum, you're kind of limited on your reactive pest management strategies. I like to be a little proactive. Use all non-chemical methods. Plant early. Don't plant, you know, your cotton next to corn because, you know, plant bugs can migrate out of corn into the cotton. Going back to weed management, manage your residue. Because if you have high residue, you can potentially have cutworm problems. If you have, you know, specific weed species like henbit, spider mites can be an issue. Seed treatments at planting insecticides. Basically look at what seed treatments you have. Really just depends on what fits your operation, what fits your farm.